How's your Christmas shopping going? Is not quite the question it has been in previous years, is it? The latest estimates from the U.S. Census Bureau show adjusted retail and food service sales for November are up a whopping 1.4% from last year. Non-store retailers, however, are up 7.3%, and food and drink establishments are up 6.5% from November a year ago. People are saying a lot with their actions this year.
It's been a little slower than usual.
Here at the Salt Pop-Up in Kaka'ako, designer Allison Izu's song of Allison Izu says this past Cyber Monday was a watershed. She knows retail is heading online.
As a retailer, like, I have to push my online store a little more.
Meanwhile, this has been a good year for Song and partners Ten Tomorrow and Rumi Murakami, who make up the Cut Collective. They've teamed with the state's Creative Industries Division to help grow Hawaii's fashion industry. Mutual support is a big part of the pop-up shopping scene.
But it's different, though, isn't it, this year?
It is. It's different. I feel like shopping's a little different. What people are looking for is different, so it's a little harder. But in Hawaii, people will always want to support local vendors, which is nice. So we're lucky.
They're all local vendors.
So very
yeah.
nice, yes.
So that's what I like.
Giving back
buying
to the local.
Local.
Various shoppers outside Salt voiced similar sentiments.
Crazy. And a lot of Moana's not a local shopping center anymore.
You know, you go there, there's a lot of people walking around, but they're not carrying bags. You can't afford it, right?
Finding unique items is a challenge that Hound and Quail might help you with. Mark Pei says they combine mid-century furnishings with
kind of unique antiques, curiosities, industrial, taxidermy, anything kind of interesting and different.
That's what's fun. The flayed replica of the human body, wall clocks from the 50s. Here, a naked bulb with industrial fixture.
But I mean, you can put one or two pieces like this camera stand in your apartment or your house, and it just kind of makes it pop, right?
Says a lot.
Yeah, you can mix it with new furniture and adds a little bit of a unique touch to it. Yeah, mixing and matching is amazing.
That dollhouse from the 1930s is wild. Hound and Quail is carving new territory in Chinatown, Makai of King Street on Mauna Kea, where the antique stores used to be.
Yeah. We've seen good change and positive response yeah. and interest.
Lauren and her mom, Nancy, just opened across Hound and Quail, their dream shop, The Bungalow. Beach-themed antiques and furnishings, plus plants and soon, they hope, classes. Hound and Quail has begun gatherings that mix merriment with making things. Nice for downtown workers.
I know people say, oh, you know, you're kind of far down. But again, we didn't really wanted to have the freedom of having a creative space. And, I mean, we literally are an eye shot. You can see the ocean from our store. Like, what more could you want?
Retail's hanging on by putting a gallery on the wall, making meeting spaces, doing catering, classes, pop-ups, co-working. It's multi-use. It's partnerships. It's whatever it takes into the new year. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.